This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
The owners of one of London's swankiest wine bars have now opened another wine bar called Mission, featuring California's finest wines. The irony of a tribute nearly four decades in the making after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It would seem perfectly fitting to open a California-themed wine bar in London, since English-style fish and chips restaurants are popular all over the Golden State. However, London's Mission will neither specialize in California cuisine or fish and chips, but rather more traditional English fare, like grouse, liver toast and figs, and salt ox cheeks. Apart from some possible wine pairing predicaments, there's a bit of irony to this unlikely tribute to American wine. After all, the Brits have always had a passion for European fruit of the vine. And despite the world-class reputation that California wine enjoys, it has not been embraced by many UK aficionados. The seeds of irony were actually sown way back in 1976, when English wine merchant Stephen Spurrier organized a blind tasting in Paris that pitted virtually unknown California wines up against France's finest. In the end, the American challengers walked away with top honors, and the French walked away with figgy pudding on their faces. So while it may take the English a little while to embrace cultural change, I say better late than never. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.